Welcome back to Real Survival Show here on RVN. We've been retouching base with your gardening and trying to get you prepared in case prices, which are more than likely will go up in the grocery stores again this year, due to all the weather that the farmers have been having here in the Midwest. We are taking callers now. Number is 1-800-313-9443. And we have a couple on the line right now, so we're going to go ahead and take Jerry on line 5 from Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laurie. Rick, Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning, sir.
Word of caution on the cell barn. Composting and what have you. It will be full of antibiotics and various other pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides. So if you're trying to grow organic, that is, you got to be very cautious of that. There's a lot of, there's two or three herbicides that's systemic, which one way to find out if it's systemic is to put some out and plant some peas or beans. They'll grow up real vigorous, and in just a few days, they'll start turning yellow, and they'll die. There's one out there, I don't remember the name of it, but anything around, put around a tree or anything, the leaves will actually become poisonous. And an article in the Mother Earth News on that, two, three, 4 years ago. But if an animal eats anything that's been sprayed with that, the digestive system tract of an animal will not break it down. They say it's just as potent after it's already been through the horse as it was before. So word of caution on some of that.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. We've never had that problem here. Of course, you know, we're in a poor area. There's not that much chemicals used here. Hardly
any. Well, it comes from the feed. The feed and the vaccinations from the animals.
Okay.
Yeah, so it can come from your hay, any feed mill. I mean, you know, it's, that's where you, that's the gotcha right there. You know, you've got medicated feeds, you've got, vaccinations, and then you've got the feed itself that's been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides. So, what comes in goes out. Trying to be kind of sensitive on that. So just words of caution there. Talking about tools and cheap tools. A friend of mine makes a little sign that says the bitterness of poor quality lingers long after cheap price is forgotten. So I kind of like that. I've got one of those horses and several attachments, and the thing I like the best is that isolating hole that goes on the back of it, and they also have a cedar with different templates so you can plant you've got a big garden area.
I did not see that.
Right, now that's what I remember about them.
It's pricey, that cedar, but it'll actually cut your little furrow, it'll drop the seed in, it'll cover it up. And then it's got a tamper that comes along behind it and tamps it. So it's pretty cool. You can put out a lot of seed in a hurry.
Well, you know, the thing is, like you say, though, it may be pricey, but you know, didn't you find their stuff to be good quality?
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. Something else that I went to is I use, I started mowing with a scythe. There's two different types of scythe now. You've got the North American scythe that's made out of stamped metal, takes a grinding wheel or a file to sharpen. Then you've got the European type that is actually forged, and you can make that thing razor sharp. You've got a little anvil that you actually peen it, and then you've got a whetstone that you you can make it razor sharp without any. And I like it. I've got two different blades on it, but for it. And again, it's about $200, but you don't. You don't have to go and get gas. You don't have to worry about having it worked on, because the gas is, you get all the gas out of it and went that fast. By the way, speaking of the gas and ethanol, I heard a woman engineer for GM, it's been a few years ago now, was saying when they started doing the ethanol blend with the oil-based gasoline, I guess is how you say it. But anyway, it wasn't the ethanol that they put in the gas that was giving problems with the fuel system. It was an additive that they had to put in with the ethanol to keep it blended and keep it suspended in the gas. Henry Ford, his first cars run off ethanol made from hemp, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, they put an end to that. Yeah, they put an end to that.
Folks, if you want to be quiet and mow quietly and enjoy the birds singing while you're mowing and whatever, look up size. And European side, they're pretty cool. I love it. Yep. And it really is no harder work than using a gas string line or even electric string line trimmer going around things. They've got grass, and then they got what they call a ditch blade that cuts up pencil size things. And then they actually got a brush blade. There's a bunch of YouTube showing some young ladies out there running those things. Pretty awesome. I wouldn't even get mad at me with a scythe in her hand.
Well, but, I know when I was growing up in Florida, back when the prisoners still were in black and white striped uniforms, they used to have them along the highways. There wasn't any of this tractor stuff. They had the prisoners out there. It wasn't a scythe. Well, they did have scythes, but they also had another tool that was specialized for taking down jobs.
It's a sling. It's a sling blade.
Right. That's the way the highway edges got mowed, was those prisoners. Oh, now, we're talking 50 years ago plus.
Oh, no, I saw a doctor on my way to Florida. That was on my way to Naples, Florida. They were in the ditches cleaning up doing the swales alongside the highways.
They
still use the prisoners.
It takes work away from the private sector and the contractors and what have you, don't you know? Can't do that no more. At least here in Texas, I like that wheelhouse. The only thing is, there are certain solid, real heavy plays don't seem to work too good. I got a hen here that produced some groceries. Now, let me get out of the barn.
I was going to say, it's getting kind of loud there. I thought that's what it was.
Well, if you think about the size of that egg that they lay, I'd be tackling with joy too to get that job done. But anyway.
Oh yeah. They're proud of them things, though.
Oh yeah. My wife is dehydrated. We got so many eggs now. She dehydrates them, makes powder eggs, and use for baking, which is pretty good. So if you don't have got more eggs, you know what to do with, powder them. Dehydrate them and grind them up and powder them. And I guess they'll keep forever. But there you go. Okay, well, listen, have a good weekend. Thank you for taking my call.
Not at all.
Yes, sir, Jerry. Call back anytime.
Lord, Run, we'll talk to you next
weekend.
Week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm grateful for the shout out on the Haas tools. That's interesting. Also, I just happen to know that you can get 1,540 dehydrated eggs in a 5-gallon bucket. So, just in case you need to know how many, what that means, but and I know it. It's like a miracle. So, it's like if you buy powdered eggs, from the Amish store or stuff like that, you get a 40-pound bag. It's this big, fluffy bag, 40 pounds, big old, like a giant pillow. You start trying to get that into fives, and it seems like you're filling fives forever. But I think it's going to take 5 or 6 fives to get that bag emptied out. But it's like 1,500 and something eggs per bucket. It's nuts.
Right.
So if you want to, I don't know that I'd want to get up in the morning and have that, powdered scrambled eggs, but you sure could. But also, if you're going to cook, like on a grid down situation, if you're going to cook something, a lot of things have eggs in them. Right. If you don't have chicken,
when I was in submarines, Rick, we'd have eggs for about half the patrol. The other half of the patrol was powdered eggs.
Did you tell the difference?
You get used to them.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that. You get used to them.
Well, it's what? It's bad egg is better than no egg at all, I guess.
Yeah. And a scrambled egg, on submarines, that's the reason they got hot sauce, salt, and pepper sitting on every table where you eat, everything else.
Okay.
So, it got eight. We got another caller, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
we got
do.
Art. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going good, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. Like you, I'm disabled. All right, Boo Boo Dog, go on. I got my dog getting all up in my face here, wants some loving. I wanted to support what Jerry was saying there about the stockyards around here in this part of Georgia, northeast part of Georgia. We have a lot of commercial beef. So that's going to be definitely going to have the Monsanto subclinical antibiotics and all of that, the Monsanto's recombinant bovine growth hormone and all that stuff that is mandated through Codex Alimentarius for commercial raised beef all raised meat animals. So you have to be real careful about that. Make sure if it's possible, get your manure directly from the farmer and make sure he's 100% grass-fed. If he's feeding them feed at all, find out where the feed comes before you go putting that stuff on your garden. But you were talking about, you were talking about this. It got me thinking. I just recently, here's something else a lot of people can think about. How many of you out there mulch? I bet pretty much all of you. There might be a few of you that don't. But I'm bet a probably good 99% of you mulch. Well, this is the time of year where you start seeing the road crews are out on the roads. They're cutting, clearing out the power lines. They're cutting back the tree limbs from over the road. They're doing all this, and they're running them through trippers. Now, you might want to check in your local area. Like around here, first thing I did was I called the county department of road maintenance and stuff, whatever it's called in your area. Around here, it's called the county road maintenance. And talk to them and find out if it's required that you have a permit for dumping on your property. Around here, it's not required. So, what you stop and you holler.
Here, people would laugh at you if you ask.
I know. Stop alongside the road when you see him. Just stop and chit chat with the guy. Hey, where's your boss man? Let me talk to your boss man and tell him where you live. I stopped about a week ago and I talked with him, and the very next day. They had three truckloads out here, dumped three truckloads of chipped mulch right here in the side yard. Now, one pile of this, for the trucks that they have around here, one load of about 4 foot tall, 8 foot wide, and 12 foot long. Now, I've not even begun getting the first pile, and I've already spread 4 square yards, 8 inches thick, and I've not even begun to knock a dent in in one pile. This stuff will go
right.
a long way, and it will last you forever. It will never.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the first thing it's going to do is compost.
A long time. I can tell you the difference between where you live and where I live is I did that to a road crew a while back. There was a 3-man road crew, and those
yep.
piles that were, it cost me a case of a beer per man. So it was three. I had to buy 3 cases of Budweiser, but that's still cheap.
Oh. Yeah, that's well, where you live too, Rick.
That's the urban. It's the urban environment. Everything's for sale around here.
Well, around here they'll
yeah.
do it for free because around here they'll do it for free because if they don't have somebody willing to take it, they have to carry it off to the county landfill and then they have to pay to dump it. So
right.
they would much rather have a guy like me that is, and I've told them already. I said, guys. Look what I've got out here. Look at this field here. How many loads can you dump here in this field? And they looked and they said, my God, I don't think we'd there's no way we could fill your field in a year.
Yeah.
And that's just work in my local area. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to have this stuff. I'm going to have plenty of mulch going to last me forever. And as far as the food costs going up, I've been following it like you guys do, and I'm seeing the same thing. I see commodity stocks going absolutely ape, and I see the cost of
right.
food through the roof. I'm fortunate, thankfully, I've got 2.5 to 3 years worth of food, so it gives me plenty enough time to get my new allotment set up and get them established. So, folks,
right.
you better start ready because I got a funny feel. I got a bad feeling, just like you guys got. I got a bad feeling it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better. And I'm thinking what we got coming down the road is going to make the depression look like a minor recession.
Well, I agree with you. I really do agree with you. You know, that's one of my things are, you know, that's one reason. I have no faith in fiat currency whatsoever. And that's the reason we take what little bit we have and put it into silver. You know, I know gold would be better, but I can't even afford a tenth of an ounce, but I can afford 6 or 8 ounces of silver a month.
Right, exactly.
You know, and it builds up over time.
And also be watching when you get change from the stores. Any pennies, 1981 and before, save them.
Pure copper.
It's 90% copper. Any coin.
Oh, I thought it was pure copper. Okay.
No, it's got a little bit of some kind of alloy in it, but it's not pure. But it's
okay.
90%. Anything as far as nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, silver dollars. Anything 1964 and prior, keep it. That
right.
is 70% silver. 70% silver.
You're right. Well, there's another reason to keep coins. You know that coins are the only thing issued by the Treasury. The Federal Reserve issues the paper.
Right.
The coins are issued by Treasury. They will intrinsically have some value. I'm not saying how much. I don't know. But they will have value, you know,
even
for trade.
Anything past 1964 is still going to have a little bit of metal value, but it's not really going to be
right.
much of any. But also, too, anything pre, I think, if I remember correctly, somebody was telling me pre-Depression era, your coins get, you're starting with your 50 cent and your silver dollar pieces, get into 90% silver. So
that's true. That is true.
That is true? Okay, well, I got somebody was telling me that. I didn't know if that was true or not, but somebody was telling me pre-Depression era, half dollars and silver dollars were 90%. So
that is true.
Coins. Be looking for those coins. If you have it, invest in silver. If you have it, invest in gold. But, you know, silver is better than nothing. And if you can't do that, invest in good, true heirloom, 250-year generational heirloom seeds. That means it's the exact same seed than 250 years ago. It's not been altered in any way. It's a true heirloom. It's 250-year heirloom. Invest in that.
Yep.
That's going to be good as gold. It's going to be good as money.
Yeah, I agree with you.
People are going to
want it. All right, we got a break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back to Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been covering our gardening things this morning, and a few of our callers called in with good tips, reminding us about antibiotics and stuff that are in feeds that are fed to cattle and all, and can be also in manure once they've digested it, let's just say. So you want to be careful of that, putting it in your garden. Here on Rural Survival, we talk about a lot of things, you know, preserving foods, hydrating foods, that kind of thing. I wanted to bring to your attention, and Art, even though he hung up, he may already know about this because this company is actually located in Georgia. They put out a product called Shore Lunch. The only reason I'm mentioning this now, we don't have any endorsements or anything with them, so don't worry about anything, folks. But I wanted to bring it to your attention because it's an inexpensive way to have meals for your family. If you can't afford to go out and buy, like, these big survival kits that everybody advertises that are packaged that are supposed to last for, like, 25 years because they're in bags that the astronauts use and stuff like that. But this company, like I said, is called Shore Lunch. They're out of Rome, Georgia. They do have a website. It's called Shore Lunch. It's spelled S-H-O-R-E-L-U-N-C-H, all one word, .com. You can go to their website, and they have soups that come in bags,
And here locally, we can get them at our store, which is Country Mart. And at Country Mart, we're paying $5 for two bags. And the two bags are actually, well, one bag is 10.8 ounces, okay? And it makes eight servings. This one little bag makes eight servings. And
it's good.
Oh, they are delicious, folks. Let me tell you. They have fire-roasted vegetable soup mix. They have a cheddar broccoli soup mix, a cheddar potato soup mix, a classic chicken noodle, home-style chili, a creamy potato.
That's the one I like.
Minestrone, tortilla, and a creamy wild rice. Now, we have tried all of these except for, I think, the tortilla. But when it comes to, like, your chili and your
potato
chicken
soup.
Noodle, okay, the chicken noodle, you can add chicken to, cook chicken into it if you want, and, of course, hamburger into your chili. But, hey, folks, if you can't get these products because you can't get to the store, or the store no longer has them, if you're outside and you happen to shoot a couple of squirrels, I got a couple of squirrels for supper, you know, hey, squirrel meat works, you know, and you don't have to put...
Staring at two right now that I shot yesterday. I was kind of hoping the foxes would get them, but they're still here.
Well, Rick was making,
squirrel.
What about squirrel in a squirrel? That might be good. Squirrel.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't have to be the traditional meat. It can be any meat. But these do come in sealed packages. And all you do is add 8 cups of water. Okay, to your pan, and then you stir this into your water, and you let it come to a boil. These packages are cooked within anywhere from, depending on which one you're using at the time, anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes, and they're completely done. And one of these packages, folks, feeds this family, okay? We're talking about our daughter and son-in-law and our two grandchildren that are still here at home, along with us. So it feeds a good-sized family, and even if everybody doesn't eat, you still got some left over for lunch the next day. And let me tell you, like I said, they're really good. But Rick and I was talking about them yesterday, and worst comes to worst, these are going to be lighter to carry than grabbing bunch of canned goods, okay? And these have everything in them you want except for, like I said, the meat. Some of them you can add extra, like, cans of diced tomatoes to.
Like you did on chili.
Right. So, but like I said, lighter than your canned stuff. And Rick and I was talking, like I said, and we mentioned about putting them in your 5-gallon buckets with some moisturizer things in it to keep the moisture right. Because they are in sealed bags, don't get me wrong. But to put them in something that rodents and everything else can't get to because, you know, trust me, eventually they're going to probably smell it. Try to eat it anyway. But these are excellent choices if you want to put food aside and store it. Because like I said, these little bags have everything in it. They have the nutrition and all that you need in them. And like I said, if you want to add meat to it, whatever meat that you happen to get that day, whether it's venison that you've, deer that you've killed for your family to eat that day, or rabbit or quail or whatever, you know, happens to be available. And if you don't have meat, hey, vegetarian style works just as well, okay? But your family at least is going to be able to eat something that's hot, good for them, and still has the nutrition that they need, you know. And like I said, if you have to bug out for some reason where you're at, they're lighter to carry than canned goods. And on that note, we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tribute. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've covered a few different subjects this morning, and hopefully it's helped and refreshed everybody's memory. We're just trying to make everybody, again, aware of course, all of the flooding that's going on here in the Midwest. A lot of the farming states, whether it's in the Midwest or otherwise, a lot of them have gotten a lot of flooding this year, which means it wiped out a lot of the crops, which means food prices in your local grocery store are going to go up. So we're trying to remind you and refresh your minds of your garden and what you need in your garden, how to go about it. Exactly, encouraging you to at least put it in. Like I said, if it's not in the ground, it can be in a pot. If you're not sure of the pot, like I said, please ask your local nursery person or garden area person. Hopefully they're knowledgeable in that area about the different pots and stuff. I did see a little helpful thing on Hallmark Channel.
$3.50. All you got to do is shoot some holes in the bottom. And, you know, 5-gallon bucket will grow a full-grown tomato plant, not a little
exactly.
Big one.
You definitely have to
forget about
drainage.
5 pounds of potatoes out of one. That's good.
Yeah. Well, Tim and Rick already know that. Tim had bought a couple of cantaloupes a couple of weeks back, and without even thinking, I just took the seeds and dumped them in one of the planter pots that I have in the house. And I actually have cantaloupe growing right now, which is really too early, but I'll let them grow as much as I can inside the house where we have to put them outside. I
got
also
more
have
seeds,
I also have strawberries growing. And when I say growing, I actually have strawberries producing, okay, inside the house. So, but, you know, I've got a head start on those two right now. Of course, every year we have our garlic that comes up. So we'll be set on that.
Before you go any farther, let me suggest this, Bob. I was thinking about this during the break. If you planted garlic last fall, like mine is coming up right now, so you've got this bed, now you've got garlic coming. You're like, well, boy, I'd sure love to prep that bed, but look at all the garlic. You can sprinkle an inch of compost over the top of that and then take your broad fork and break that bed up without ruining or damaging the garlic in any way. So that way you can interplant, because I'm not going to sit there and stare at a bed full of garlic until June 1st. So I'll be planting things like beets and lettuce in among the garlics. I'll have a few
no reason not to
before the garlics are done.
Right.
So
now we got a bunch of that, it.
You can do that with a broad fork. That's a handy broad fork. Hey, I wanted to say I forgot. $200. You go to Johnny's. They've got several different styles, but a good broad fork that'll last your whole life is about $200.
Wow. Okay.
And you could always, you know, use it as an anchor for a freighter also, so.
Yeah. Tie your dog to it, stick it in the ground, tie your Labrador Retriever to it or something. Nobody's going anywhere at that point. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
that thing's a monster.
That thing is a beast.
And Nick,
mine's all metal. Mine has no wooden handles. Mine is pure
steel.
That's
the way to have it.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to
weather, of course.
True. We're going to try and remind everybody each week what you should at least be starting in the house, what you should be putting outside, and when it should go outside, if it helps. If not, they can get one of our.
I'll say it anyway.
We're going to anyway, right? So you know you can listen or.
At this break, should I get my Clyde's planner? Should I get that, break that out real
quick? Well, everybody should know where to find Clyde's planner, so you can go over that information with them.
Call them again, Rick, where they can get it.
I will do that. It's kind of a long bit. Well, if you just do Clyde's Garden Planner, it will probably take you to the website, but it's something like Clyde's Vegetable Planting, Garden Planting, something he got.
I'll find it.
He shouldn't have done that. That was mad. Yeah.
Right.
It's written right on. It's right on the card. I'll read it in a minute when I find it. Well, I'll go get it.
I'll find it.
If you don't have one, folks, it's actually inexpensive. It's only, I think, $5, right, Rick? It's worth a while. All you do is you pull it out and you look in your area of what you should be planting, what you should be starting in the house, putting out in the garden, you know, that kind of thing. It tells you when and where and how long it's going to take it, and from planting to actually getting your product out of the ground. So it's a good thing to have if you're not aware of it. I do want to remind you that when you buy seeds, you want to make sure that your seeds are at least heirloom seeds, because what this means is when you take your vegetables or whatnot out of the ground, the seeds that are inside, you can actually save and put aside for next year. They will grow again.
Yeah.
If they're genetically enhanced seeds, there's not a guarantee that they're going to grow again next year. So you want to make sure that they're seeds.
Or they'll come back a different variety, Ori. They'll come back the base variety.
That's
what they do. They come back crazy, but they do come back as food.
Right. And I want to remind you also that if you invest in what we were talking about a few weeks ago, which was the miniaturized fruit trees, which have more than one fruit on them or whatnot, they're going to produce quicker than a regular fruit tree, but it's still going to take them 2 to 3 years to start producing fruit. So just keep that in right. mind when you buy it. It's not going to produce fruit that year when you buy it, but you are going to get anywhere from a 2.5 to, I think it's 3.5, 4 foot tree delivered to you. It's a live plant. It's not a seed. But it is going to take a 2 to 3 years before they ever start producing, okay?
If you're lucky.
Right. I also want to remind everybody, this goes hand in hand, so while you're putting in that food garden to feed your family, don't forget to put in that lovely flower garden to please the women in your house who love pretty things, and it's not that expensive to do. Okay, not to mention it's beneficial to the garden, the vegetable garden that you're trying to feed your family with, because they attract all of the insects that's going to pollinate your vegetable garden. Okay, so it's like a twofer, okay? You can't lose. You're going to please the women in your household, and you're going to help your garden grow.
I'll probably put in 30 or 40 flats. I'll be planting 30 or 40 plants. I will put out 30 or 40 flats of flowers, and I will probably give half of them away to my kids. So, you know, it's this time of the year, everybody heads on out to Lowe's and flowers, but it does make a lovely gift. You know, a dozen of this or a dozen of that is great. Hey, that website, I've got the chart in my hand. It is Clyde's. There is no I in Clyde's, guys. Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com. But
yeah, I got
sure
it pulled up
just,
here right now.
What'd you
price
type in?
Is still
probably just
$5 a chart.
Okay.
Yeah. Two charts for $9.
How many of them?
How much?
Two for $9 or three for $13.
Six for $25.
And if you do like Rick, folks, just remember, if you do like Rick, folks, where you buy more than one, please remember to put one aside for yourself to keep, not constantly give away so you don't have one.
Yeah,
Rick. You're just handing out to people who aren't going to, you're just giving them to people who aren't going to plant anything anyway. I mean, yes, they love you. Yes, those are the same people that are going to show up on your doorstep when the poop hits the fan, and you're going to say, well, I gave you my last planter. I don't suppose you brought it along. No, was I supposed to? That's how that's going to work. So, no.
Well, it could be those folks that are also going to surprise you that will put that garden in, you know, when you least expect them to, Rick. So,
I wish. My dream. That would be my dream.
Well, you're being a kind and giving soul, and you know, that's what counts. Whether they choose to use it or not, you know, is up to them. But, hey, if I were them and Rick gave you one, I'd be putting it in a garden. It's one of the best tools to have to help you with it. So, like I said, folks, don't forget to go to Clyde's. And, you know, if you're not sure what to plant and when to plant and how long it's going to take to produce, this is a great tool to have on hand, and it's very light to carry with you.
And it goes by zone, too. That's what I
like
about it. Right,
it does.
You can use the chart.
It doesn't matter where you live.
5 or 2. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Remember, in your flower garden, though, folks, if you do want the monarch butterfly, you're going to have to invest in some milkweed to put in your flower garden to help bring them back. Yes, the monarch butterflies especially. Because those are what they use to lay their eggs on, and that's what the larvae actually will eat in order to grow and to become that beautiful butterfly that everybody has come to love. But they are endangered of being extinct. So, you know, if you put in milkweed, you have a good chance of helping them.
I just found something else on Clyde's website, which really looks like a good deal.
What's that?
He's got a $30 vegetable starting kit. It contains the garden planter, which is $5, and then 7 packages of heirloom vegetable seeds. And looking at the picture, these are good-sized packages. They ain't the Walmart, you know, 2-inch by 3-inch packages. They look like they're pretty good. And it includes contender beans, 40 seeds, carrots, 800 seeds, cucumbers, 25 seeds, 1,200 seeds of Rocky Top Mix lettuce, lilac bell peppers, 25, summer squash, Black Beauty zucchini, 20, and Tomato tomatoes, or cherry-type tomatoes, 25 seeds, and there's free shipping in the U.S. So, and the large wow. kit is $45, and it offers a few more varieties. I would say that's the one to get if you got the room. But, again, it's Clyde's Vegetable PlantingChart.com. Now, we've interviewed him on the show before. Good guy. And he does ship quickly.
And he's a good
these are all heirloom seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I said, the heirloom seeds are the ones you want because once they produce, you can save their seeds and replant them again the following year. So, you know, that's a really good deal, folks, if you can afford to get it, okay?
Well, that's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot. But for some people, it is, Rick. $45 for some people is all they've got allotted to spend for the week and the rest going for bills and food.
Well, hilariously enough, I see now the MFA's got their seeds. I mean, you know, if you stay aware of, like right now, the MFA's got their seeds out again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not ever sure they really want to put them away. Oh yeah, and you can go in there, and they got these paper their pouches with this scum label that you just
right.
off. But you can take one of those pouches, and the pouch I guess is probably 5 or 6 inches long by 4 inches wide. You can fill that thing to the brim with contender or provider bush beans and seal it up. And I don't have any idea how many seeds are in there, but that's probably going to cost you
$2.30.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's nuts. Yeah, you couldn't plant that many beans in 1 year. So some of those really should go, you know, into your seed storage, dried seed storage for next year. But just in case something happens, I mean, you can always buy fresh seed.
Here's another trick, folks. One thing you might know, at least here in the state of Missouri, you can buy vegetable seeds with food stamps or EBT cards, I guess they call it now.
Never heard that.
I didn't know that until recently.
That's crazy.
But,
it would make sense.
Yeah. Now, as long as it's within the state, you can't mail order them, but you could go to, you know, wherever, like Walmart, I hate that place, and use your EBT card if you got one to buy vegetable seeds.
Yeah. Talk about turning fiat currency into hard assets.
Yeah. I'm just saying it can be done if that's your only option. It's better than going without.
What is supposed to be in your onion sets are supposed to go in at the beginning of the month. Peas, the eighth, cabbage, cauliflower, spinach, last week. This week, beets and potatoes. Next week, broccoli and lettuce. And the last week, the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, carrots and lard. And then you start getting into, once you get past tax day, you've got other things we'll talk about, like bush beans, sweet corn, cucumbers, summer squash, melons, peppers, tomatoes, okra.
Maybe we can talk about companion planting also.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite subjects.
I've got garlic coming up in 3 beds, and there is no way on the planet. I've still got five pounds of garlic from last year. It's great garlic. It's unlike anything you can get at the store, but I still have it. So I'm not going to allow those beds to sit there just in garlic. So I've got to interplant. I have to. I need those beds. And I will.
Right.
I mean, I'll fill them up with things like radishes, beets, other quick crops. I'll rotate some crops in and out. And then, you know, when the lower when the lower leaves on the garlic starts to die, I'll pull them up. By the way, I found this out the other day. Fascinating. Just like garlic, onions, every leaf on your onion plant is just like garlic. Wrap goes all the way down and is a layer in your onion. So when you plant your onions, you want to get as much leaf growth early on as you possibly can, because that's going to determine the size of your onion, you know, the number of layers in your onion. So you want to use, if they're heavy feeders, you want to feed them up real good so that you get lots and lots of leaves on your onions, because that gives you, you know, big, good onions. So, you know, don't skimp early on. You want to get a lot of leaves on those onions in the first 30 days or so, because that's your onion. So, you know, if you don't see many leaves, you got a problem with your onions. So, feed them, give them nitrogen. Remember too that you don't necessarily want your onions to flower anyway. So, you know, they're heavy feeders. Go ahead and give them something nitrogen based. 12-12-12 would be great, something like that. Do that. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I think it's fascinating. They're all part of the Allium family. So when it gets right down to it, it does not surprise me that garlic and onions basically grow in the same way.
Right. Well, actually, we had them growing together. I think the onions have died out, but boy, do we have the garlic plants, Rick. You know,
yeah,
with me getting hurt and everything, I haven't had I never pull them. They've been in the ground 3 years. Either we got some huge ones or we got a whole bunch of little tiny ones, but either way, they taste good.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of little ones, but I'll tell you what. Squirrel with no garlic is okay, but, you know, it's just not the same.
I hear you.
Garlic squirrel is the way to go on that. There's another recipe I ran across, which I can never afford to use. It's called 30 clove chicken breast, and I would have to stay home a week if I ate that. I wouldn't be able to.
Really?
I'd have to quit my job. I mean, oh my God, you can't eat 30 cloves of garlic and go anywhere. That's out. So, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I realize you may not know.
He's no real good.
Because he's not mixing it up with the local business owners. But yeah, they will not appreciate you at that point. Although the vampires,
yeah, I hear you. Say,
the vampires won't come anywhere near you. I don't know why I'm going to bring this up at this point, just because it's interesting. For those of you, I think because I was watching The Untouchables, a classic movie, Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, and it was a ton of fun, that movie was. And if you've seen it, then you know that Sean Connery is an Irish cop. Copper is actually a company name.
Right.
But he carries a St. Jude medal, which is very typical in this city. We have a lot of St. Louis cops, tough guys from the South Side. But whatever you think of Catholics, God knows, most of it they brought it on themselves. Not all of it, but a lot of it. St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes, lost articles, lost things, and cops, which is kind of funny when you get right down to it, lost causes and cops.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Where else
in
I was going to go with
that's
this,
true.
Yeah, well, where else I was going to go with this was blessed items. Whatever you think about the Catholic situation, it is a fact that demons cannot stand holy water. I mean, whatever else you say, there is one thing that is irrefutable, and that is that they don't like things like holy water. There's also something, if you've never heard of it, and I was going to kind of bring this up, was blessed salt, holy salt, which is...
Wasn't aware of that one.
Which, yeah, well, it's the same thing, but you can put this, like, over the lintels of your door, and that is highly offensive to anything like a demon. They don't like that stuff at all. So that is...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So it's handy stuff. Also, of course, there's one more problem that we have, and you can find this in anybody's Bible, is the 3 days of darkness. It's said unequivocally that at that point, nothing burns but a blessed beeswax candle. I probably mentioned it before, but you might want
to...
What?
So you've mentioned it to me, but I don't know about it on the air.
Well, yeah, and probably this is the kiss of death. This will probably be my last broadcast. But if you... During the 3 days of darkness, if you don't have a blessed beeswax candle, you'll have no light. It is said that the candle will burn for the duration of the 3 days of darkness, and you cannot look outside. You are not to behold the wrath of God. You keep that. You keep the blinds shut. You keep your nose down, and you read the Bible and you pray for 3 days. So if you happen to be a prepared individual and you're wondering what you could put aside, and I don't care where you get it. Get it online. Get it from a Catholic store. Do whatever you got to do. You might want some holy salt and for sure a beeswax candle. A blessed beeswax candle would be super duper handy just in case the inconceivable ever happens. I know it's never going to happen.
Yep.
I know it's never going to happen. But when it does, you might be happy you had a candle. So I'm just bringing that up for the
never say never.
No.
All right, guys.
It.
Guess what? It's into the show. It's time to start wrapping it up.
Well, I just kind of did.
So, Rick, you're already talking. You go first.
What? No. I mean, okay. Get your garden beds prepped up. There's been $1 billion worth of damage in Nebraska alone. You got 14 states involved. If you don't know how to clean water and grow your own food, chances are you're in a world of trouble. And God knows we've warned you, so I wouldn't suggest you have a viable excuse at this point, but nobody ever calls in with excuses. So, all right, that's it for me.
All right. Lori, go ahead.
Okay, just want to remind everybody of the Shore Lunches. They arrange, like I said, the packages go anywhere from 9 ounces to 12 ounces, depending on which soups that you're buying. And again, their website is Shore Lunch, shorelunch.com. I'm not sure how much they sell for online, but like I said, check your local grocery stores. It's a mustardy yellow package, so you should be able to find them in your soup aisles. Other than that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful spring season, and don't forget to put in that flower garden, too, as well as your vegetable garden. And have a great weekend, and God bless. And remember our women and men of service.
We'll be back same time, same channel next week. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. It went fast for me. And keep your heads down, folks. Pay attention to what's going on. God rest the souls, Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. God bless America, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.